guys, welcome back to the Roy City High School podcast presented by Chrome Squad. Today we're going to be telling y'all about the upcoming events at school, spring sports, and what we think about last semester and about the new semester. So first we're going to talk about how school's starting to look different and they're starting to let students come back full time, but in a weird order. So I'm going to let Allie tell you about that.
So the seniors came back, I think like 2 weeks ago. So next up is the freshmen. They're coming back on Monday. So I'm pretty sure quite a few freshmen are coming back. So it'll be a much more full house. It'll feel a bit more normal. And then we have off on February 15th. And so the sophomores come back the 16th, which is a Tuesday. And then 2 weeks after that, the juniors come back on March 1st. And then we have spring break the 8th through the 12th. So the juniors will only be back for a week, but then after spring break, it'll just be back to normal.
Honestly, I don't know what y'all think, but I'm saying a lot of the freshmen are gonna come, probably most of the sophomores, and no juniors.
Yeah.
I know, yeah, I doubt any juniors are gonna come back to school. But anyways, we wanted to also talk about the upcoming spring sports, so we'll let Sydney start. She's gonna tell you about soccer.
Yeah, so soccer, our district actually started on Tuesday. And so for 6 weeks going forward, we have a game every Tuesday and Friday. And today we have a game versus Crandall. And the girls are home and the boys are away. And so that, like, every single game, it's like that. So like wherever the girls are, the boys are at the other place. So there will always, every Tuesday and Friday, there will always be a game home, either girl or boys. So you can just show up and there'll be a game going.
Yes, cheer on our soccer team.
For sure. Sydney plays.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
JV is at 5:30 and varsity's at 7:15.
Yeah, okay. And then we also have basketball going on right now. There's a few weeks left, so we'll let Shelby tell you about that.
Okay, so we're kind of in the second half of district for boys and girls basketball. But today we also played Crandall at home, and the boys play against Crandall next Tuesday. Wait, no. They play against Crandall today, but they'll be at Crandall. Next week on February 2nd, the girls play against Mesquite Poteet, and then on the 5th they play against Forney, and then same thing for the boys. Poteet on Tuesday, and then on Friday, Forney at home.
Yeah, and Shelby plays basketball, and I manage the varsity basketball team for the girls, so that's a big thing. We really enjoy, we don't actually have a lot of students that come to the game, or teachers, or anybody for that matter, so if y'all ever want to come to the basketball games, it would be greatly appreciated.
So yes. Soccer is literally like no one there.
We have only a few left. We have a few home games left. So this is your chance. I think next Tuesday is senior night, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, so if you know any seniors that play basketball, or at least for the girls, Kyla McMinn and McKenna Anderson, it's their senior night. So you should come support. Okay.
Yeah.
And now Allie's going to tell you about softball and baseball.
Yes, so softball's just barely starting. They've been practicing and working hard, but so scrimmages are on the 6th of February, so everyone starts scrimmages, but then district for the girls doesn't start until the 2nd. They start on February 16th, like the day all the sophomores go back, they start their regular season like tournaments. So they'll have lots of tournaments going on, and then they start districts in March. But let's see, girls are at Wiley East and baseball is at home on the 6th. So if you want to go to their scrimmage and support them with the start of their season, you can. The boys start a little bit later for district, I think like mid-March, early March. But yeah, so baseball and softball is just getting started. I think they're going to have a really good season, and hopefully everyone can stay healthy and we can make it to districts again.
Yeah, for sure. I know a lot of people that play baseball and softball, so just go support them too. And then lastly, I'm going to tell y'all about track and field. So I think track and field is going to be one of those sports that's a little like play it by ear this year because of, you know, the meets and corona and everything. But I know that they're doing tryouts, I think, like right around this time. And I know Coach Knoll is the girls head coach, and then I believe Coach Oliver is the boys head coach. So if that's something y'all are interested in, you can go talk to them. But According to the schedule that's online right now, the first track meet is on the 12th of February and it's at home. So those are always fun to go to. So yeah. Okay, so now we want to talk about some of our hot takes, per se, of last semester and the upcoming semester. And when I say hot take, I mean like maybe an opinion or an unpopular opinion, or basically we're just going to be telling y'all like the way the semester went for us last semester and why we are choosing our type of learning for this semester moving forward, and you know what we think about it and stuff. So I'm going to let Shelby start talking to y'all about hers a little bit.
Okay, so last semester I started out doing hybrid, and then I went to online because of basketball, and it was just easier for me. And I actually really enjoyed online school. It was a lot easier for me because, it was just more flexible schedule, and I like being in the comfort of my home better than school, so I can kind of just like go do whatever when I need to. But next semester, I'm going to go back when all the sophomores go back, and I'll be full-time in school. So I think Sydney's gonna do her hot take now.
Yeah, so last semester, I did hybrid too, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a good balance between going to school and staying at home. And to be honest, sometimes on the days that I was supposed to go to school, I just stayed home because I wanted to.
True.
So it kind of worked out. And then this semester, I'm going back all in person on February 16th when sophomores do. And I'm excited, but I do like my small class sizes currently, so I don't know really how that's gonna work. And also I was just thinking about how, like, you know, we have seating charts right now. So what if someone on the other day sits in my seat that I sit in?
I know.
I'm not gonna be able to sit in that seat anymore. So yeah, that's just a random thing that I was thinking about.
Yeah, no, I literally thought about that this morning. So I did hybrid 2 last semester and now. I really like it. I'm gonna miss it because I like staying home, like coming to school, getting the things I need and like learning, and then getting home and just being able to like apply the things I learn and get my stuff done as fast as I can, you know, like go at my own pace. But I don't know, I'm excited like to have lots of people back at school. It'll feel a bit more normal. I like the smaller classes just because like it felt more like, I don't know. Yeah, it was more comfortable, and I just like was able to like, it felt more personalized almost. I don't know. It's fun when it's just you and like another person and the teacher, no one talks, but oh well. I think with smaller classes, like we've been able to like open up in our classes more, and it's like people are more comfortable. I don't know. It's fun. And this is definitely an unpopular opinion. Everyone hates chemistry, but I actually kind of like it.
I like it too.
Yeah. I know, and
I
everyone
liked chemistry
last year. Yeah, I'm glad you're
okay. Late. Yeah, so low-key I like it, but like at the same time I think it's fake. Like, I don't know. Like, how do you know that there's 6.022 e to the 23 moles in the thing? Like, that's just wrong.
Fake.
Like, there's no way that
some
you can figure this
made
out.
Made up thing. They're like, boom, chemistry. I get what you're saying. It doesn't really make much sense.
And there's like so many rules, and then there's like, oh wait, but there's this exception. Oh wait, there's this other exception.
I know.
Like what?
And what are we gonna go do in the world where we need to know 6.22 whatever to the e moles? Like I'm never gonna say that ever again.
But I like how you don't like. It's like basically math, but you don't really have to think that hard about it. Like you just do the same thing for this type of problem. And I like.
I used to be able to like fly through the homeworks last year. It's just like,
yeah,
and it was done.
Yeah,
so
it's a good time.
Yeah. All right. I guess it's my turn now. So, at the beginning of the year, I did about 3 weeks of hybrid learning, and it was okay. I made some new friends and stuff, but I hated like having to wake up some days and go get ready and go to school, and then other days not, I guess, because for me, like, I don't know. I think at the beginning of the year, this was really like vulnerable and weird, but I was struggling with my mental health a little bit. So it was like, I didn't have any motivation at all to get up and like get ready to go to school when I knew it was an option for me to just stay at home. Mm-hmm. So that's how like my online school thing kind of started, was I just like ran out of any motivation to get ready. So I just was like, you know, whatever, I'll just sleep and then do my work at home. Well, honestly, I haven't been doing the greatest with it because it's just so, like, while I can go at my own pace, sometimes me going at my own pace is, like, putting it off because I have something else to do. So yes. It's like, you know, I go, you know, do whatever I need to do during the day, but then I have to work. So I'm like, okay, I'll just do my homework after work. And then I get home after work and then I have to do 10 other things. And it's like, it just gets like to the very last second. But I will say that for me, school is like much easier for me to like do when I'm not, you know, I don't know. I feel like I can just do it so much more efficiently and fast when I actually sit down and do it when I'm by myself. And also a lot of the things, not to like be a jerk or anything, but a lot of the things we learn in class, I feel like I already know most of the time. So it's like if we are learning something on the meet and I already know it, I'll just skip ahead. Because I rewatch the meets after they post them. So I'll just skip to the part that I don't know or whatever. And that helps me a lot. And also like, I have, like, if my friends go to class, you know, and they'll take the notes and then they'll send me a picture of the notes so I can write them down as opposed to having to, you know, watch the whole entire meet that takes 45 minutes to get the same thing I wrote down in 5 minutes. I don't know, I found out my little ways to make it work, but my grades definitely aren't as good as they were when I went to school in person, but I think that that makes sense right now because of how crazy it is. And I'm also like, I have a lot of new things going on in my life with like, I've never had a job before this year and now I have a job that I work 25 hours a week and it's just, there's a lot of new stuff right now. So for me, the best option is to stay online and just try to be better at prioritizing getting my stuff done. But I do think it's cool that they're letting people that want to go back to school full time go back to school. I just don't think for me right now it makes much sense. But anyways, I hope that next year everything's back to normal so I can have a normal senior year and go to school every day and have a schedule and what's that word? My mom always says I need, structure. Yeah, I hope next year we have some more structure so it's easier for me to have to get up and go to school instead of I just don't want to, so I'm gonna stay home.
That's what I think is gonna be like the good part about transitioning back to all in person. I think a lot of kids are like, struggling from the no structure, but they don't have any like self-motivation to give themselves that structure. And that's why I think online is like really hurting grades for a lot of kids, is because they just like, I don't know, at home school feels optional, and if it's not like if it's not immediate consequences, it doesn't feel like it has any consequences, if that makes any sense. So it just like, I don't know, I feel like going back in person and like having that like each class is, you have this amount of time. It's not, oh, I can just finish that later. It's like, okay, you need to get the information in class, or like basically you're not getting it. I think that like will help kids be more on top of their stuff. And I think like this year especially, kids have been needing to self-motivate themselves and just have that sort of determination, but it's hard. Like, it's not easy. So.
For sure. And I think another reason that like some kids probably do better online, including me, is because for me, like, it's so, it's always been like this, like, so exhausting to, like, come to school at 8 in the morning for basketball practice and then not leave until 4. Like, be in somewhere all day and then go home and then I still have homework after that. Like, that's always been something that I've, like, hated and not liked at all and thought was so ridiculous. And then, like, whenever we were doing hybrid, I felt like half my day when I was at school, I was just sitting in a classroom because power hour took up so much time.
Yes, power hours.
And we couldn't talk and we couldn't do anything. And we could talk, but like there was nobody in my class. And then we just had to sit there and
just eat. Silence.
And yeah, and I was just end up watching Netflix or something anyway. So I was like, it didn't make like, I felt like I was wasting so much of my time being here when, you know, half my classes half the day I was just sitting in a chair. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I think that's another reason I like online school, is because I can go at my own pace and whatever. But I do agree that my grades would probably be a little bit better if I had structure and had to go sit in class or whatever. But I think because it's still an option, I'm just gonna do it this way for now at least, because it helps me up here. I'm pointing to my brain at the moment more. Anyways, anybody else have anything they want to add?
I think the transition will go pretty smooth. I just hope like teachers don't feel too stressed out. Yeah.
I feel like it'll be weird when we go back, but as we like keep going and get used to it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's almost like going all back in person is easier for us, because it'll just be like, okay, now we don't have to worry about online and like making sure we know what our task is for our hybrid days. But like teachers are still having to teach online and people in person, which I think is like really hard for teachers. Like a lot of them have gotten it down, and most of them have, and it's fine and it's good. But I just have a lot of sympathy for the teachers that are having to do 1,000 things at once. But
I think another thing too, just to add before we end, is that like my brother goes to one of the middle schools, and my mom teaches at the same school, and they've gone all in person all year. Like that's always been an option, and they tell me all the time about how just because they're all in person, like kids can just not go to school one day and still get counted present if they sign in online. So I think, you know, the transition back will be something like that. Like you can, you know, kids will come to school most of the time, but then also you're gonna have the ones that stay home 3 out of the 4 days a week and just sign in online, because that's the same. My mom tells me all the time, she has like, some days she has like 5 kids in class and the other day she has like 25 kids in class. So it just like fluctuates so much. I think that'll be something that we see too.
Cool beans.
Well, I think that might wrap it up today. We hope that you enjoyed listening to us talk about our school experience, and we hope that you're having a positive school experience this year, and that if you're not, maybe the transition back will help that. And if you are a teacher listening to this, we hope that your transition back also goes smooth, because we know you guys are trying to, and sometimes as a student it's hard to see that, but we do understand and we hope that it's all okay for you. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time. And also, if you're a teacher, make sure to look out for our 90-second podcast that gets sent to your email every Monday. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.